Welcome to City of God, a podcast of the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. My name is Dr. Owen Strand, and I'll be your host. Join us each week as we engage the city of man with the biblical wisdom of the city of God. What is fatherhood? What is a good father? How are you supposed to do this? Journalist Ron Fournier asks and seeks to answer these kind of questions in his recent book, Love That Boy, a New York Times bestseller. In Love That Boy, Fournier chronicles his re-engagement with his autistic son, Tyler, after learning that Tyler has his condition. Fournier attempts to connect with Tyler, and they go on a number of road trips in which the father and the son consider American presidencies and visit different places. In the book, Fournier chronicles how hard it was for him to disengage with his professional life, his essentially workaholic existence, and become the father that Tyler needs him to be. At one point, Fournier, a former journalist for the Associated Press, meets with President Bush in the Oval Office, President George W. Bush, and he brings Tyler along in an attempt to help Tyler learn to navigate potentially complex social interactions with this very prominent figure. After Tyler and Bush have some back and forth that Bush handles very well, according to Fournier, the president takes Fournier's arm and looks him in the eye directly and says three memorable words to him: love that boy. And that sticks with Fournier. It serves as a kind of guideline for this journalist who has, frankly, according to his own admission, not really been that present of a father throughout his career. I engaged Fournier's book for several reasons, but I find it compelling on this issue of what it means to be a father in 2016. It's fascinating today because there continue to be a whole lot of dads out there, in other words, a whole lot of men who produce a good number of children still, even in our somewhat tweaked society. But there's very little public discussion about what it actually means to be a father, and further, what it means to be a good father. You get a sense in Love That Boy that Fournier is grappling with his own failures as a dad, and that is going to be true for all of us. I have three children, and they're young, but I can already see how in different ways I fail them. And this is going to be true of every father, young or old. We're all going to look at our kids and recognize that there are areas in which we have let them down and we have not been an ideal dad to them. What encourages me about Love That Boy, which is not a Christian book, and there are places in which I would have some disagreement, serious disagreement with Fournier over worldview issues, but what encourages me about the book in general is that Fournier is attempting to prod along a cultural discussion about what fatherhood means and even, again, what being a good father entails in 21st century America. This is an issue that Christians and evangelicals very much need to engage. Some churches out there are plugged into training men to be good fathers and conversely training women to be good mothers. But I think men more often struggle than women to come to terms with the grand reality of fatherhood. For many men, fatherhood is an assumed state. Once you have a kid or a few kids, you just kind of plug along, chip away, and do what you can. You don't talk about it very much. Perhaps you let out a few details to your friends in a vulnerable moment. But again, it's not something you really talk about. Christians and evangelicals need to make very clear that we have grounds that are infinite for plumbing the depths of fatherhood. We recognize that the fundamental presentation of God in the early pages of Scripture is that of Father. Father to His covenant people. We know in Genesis 12 that the Lord calls Abraham to this grand mission to leave his home and, in fact, become the number, the head of a number of people that will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. God represents himself to Abraham and to many others in the Old Testament, and in fact, the New Testament as well, as a father. In fact, when Jesus in the New Testament teaches his disciples to pray, the very first thing he says that they are to pray in the model prayer, you see this in Matthew 6 and elsewhere, is "Our Father." God presents himself in Scripture as a father. God is not a man. He does not have a physical body that is itself male in its characteristics, but he presents himself in male terms. He very much wants to be known as a father. The first person of the Godhead identifies himself as such, and thus reaps great glory when he is identified and treasured as father. We need to not simply ground ourselves in the theological foundations for fatherhood. That's very important. But we also need to make clear to men today that to be a father is an incredibly high calling. Again, many men take it for granted. Sure, you have a child, maybe you build a family, maybe you play some catch, do some stuff with your family, a lot of work. But again, it's not something that many men would spend a lot of time thinking about. We need to help men today, men in the church, and then men we're evangelizing, and even men in the broader public square as we engage that discussion. We need to help men recognize that this is a very, very significant undertaking of life. This is worth your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength to be a godly father by the power of Jesus Christ in union with him. Is an incredible task. In fact, it is beyond us. And as Fournier brings out, we're all going to fail in it, even when we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit himself, as every Christian is. To be a father is a high calling. This is what so many men are looking for. Many men are attempting to find the grand cause of their life in lesser things. They think that they can find it in a kind of touristy spirit of adventure, or in pursuing hedonic pleasure, you know, in the club or ball game or all sorts of things. They think that if they watch a lot of movies or play a lot of games, that that's going to give them a sense of fulfillment. But in reality, it's the plain things by the power of Christ that most fulfill us. It's the normal institutions of human living that give us deepest satisfaction. To be a husband, to be a father, to be a churchman, to be a worker in the kingdom of God. These are the things that give us meaning and purpose and a reason to sacrifice every facet of our lives, to lay them down for the good of others. We need to recognize that people are having a conversation on fatherhood around us in fits and starts. It's time for the evangelical church to not sidestep this conversation where we can find it, but to engage it, and to engage it recognizing that humbly, without any well-doing on our part, we in fact have the most to contribute to it because we know the God who is our Father.
Thanks for listening to City of God, a podcast at the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. We're so thankful you stopped by. We encourage you to continue to join the conversation at cpt.mbts.edu, the official website of the center. And we encourage you to follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Join us in coming days as we continue the conversation on what it means to be the city of God in the city of man.